Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Sandberg. Flynn moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Raines reaches second base with a double. Flynn scores. Sanderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach is hit by the pitch. Carter moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Wallach moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach moves to third. Spear moves to second. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Randy Martz. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Expos. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Expos. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Expos. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Sanderson strikes out. Davis drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanderson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bump Wills pinch hits for Bill Campbell. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Sandberg reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. It's 7-6, Expos. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Freeman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Fryman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 6. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Flynn hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fryman moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Fryman scores. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Expos. Mike Proley now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carter is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Carter moves to second. It's 10-6, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-4 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Warren Cromartie now playing first base. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. One out. Gary Woods pinch hits for J. John Stone. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 6. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Mel Hall. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Mike Proley. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.